Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk about serums.
And welcome to yet another mini episode where we take your questions and comments and concerns.
Check, check, check.
And if you want to call us with any of the above, the number is 781-591-0390 and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Let's kick it off with exciting email that we received.
Yes.
That's essentially like a sequel to a previous email.
Mm-hmm.
The subject is I'm the sister. Hi, Kate and Dori. I've been so touched these past 2 weeks, and it's all thanks to you. I mean, look, do I love getting this credit? Yes, but it's really not thanks to us. I had no idea my sister was going to write in about dealing with her feelings about me leaving to Geneva. I was listening to the podcast thinking, hey, that sounds like me. And imagine my surprise again when a caller chimed in with her sage advice too. I look forward to the amazing memories my sister and I will make, even if we are continents apart. Listening to your podcast together and discussing will definitely be on the list. So you may recall we had a sister write in dealing with sad feelings of her beloved sister moving to Geneva. And then the sister moving to Geneva heard that and just wrote in.
I know.
I mean, how magical.
I'm very touched.
So touched. We wish you the best in Geneva. When we do that European podcasting tour.
Oh, we will stop in Geneva.
We will be in Geneva stat at your house in your living room recording it for you. Anyway, that was so cool. So thank you to both you and your sister. We're big fans. We had another email here that I also really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read this one too.
Please do.
Your conversation about the foods you are embracing again resonated with me. During much of my childhood, whenever I had a salad, I got it with low fat or light ranch dressing. I knew even as a child under 10 that I needed to make the correct decision and that regular ranch dressing on even a salad was a bad choice. On the very few occasions that I had the taste of the full fat ranch dressing, I would marvel at how delicious it was, but I still knew I wasn't supposed to have it. 25 years later, I have developed this intense craving for full fat ranch dressing. I am putting it on everything. On the weekends, I've been making mountains of roasted sweet potatoes and eating them with barbecue sauce and ranch. I recently realized that this is surely connected to all the formative years I spent thinking that choosing a delicious salad dressing was misbehaving. Let there be a land flowing with bread, whole milk, and ranch dressing for all of us.
Oh, yum.
I got chills reading that, actually. I've read that like five times because we've been preparing for this mini episode, but reading it out loud really moved me.
Yeah.
That feeling of being 10 and knowing and compartmentalizing food into good and bad choices just devastates me and also is something I also did.
And also what you absorb from the people around you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If all the women in your life are making, or men too, are making the decision to only eat things that are low fat or light. Like that's what you internalize.
And God, just that feeling of the thing being delicious, but also that burden of thinking
forbidden.
Or not. Yeah. I mean, God, it's misery. I mean, we've really, it's just so effed up, drives me bonkers.
Yeah,
but I'm
like,
so happy that you have changed.
Decades
that.
To start eating ice cream.
Well, I made my meals for lunch this week and I made pasta. I made penne And I was talking to somebody about it. And like part of the reason I did it is just to sit with a choice that normally makes me feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm. which is eating pasta. What the fruit, Dory?
Yeah.
That's the word I use when I try not to swear in front of my kids. I say fruit instead of fuck. You know, so what the fruit?
Yeah.
Anyway, I love that. Thank you. Let There Be Ranch. I love ranch dressing. It's delicious. It's great with a crudité. Mm. My friend Jean makes a fantastic ranch dressing.
It is really good with sweet potatoes.
I like a sweet potato fried too, like sliced up and dipped in. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bring on the ranch.
Bring on the ranch. Well, on that note, let us voicemail it up.
Okay.
Hi, Dory and Kate. This is Nicole from New York. First time caller, long time listener. And I was just listening to the episode from this week, and I wanted to give Kate so much love and so much support on her body positivity acceptance journey. I also very recently started on this journey after transitioning from a very serious professional ballet career to a contemporary dance career, and like for a very long time being told just the most negative things. Also, I'm walking in New York. Sorry, wind, out of breath. Just the most negative things you could think under the sun about my body. And something that I found helpful, and maybe, Kate, you'll find this helpful as well, is thinking of body positivity and acceptance and love for my vessel and learning how to flex my joy muscle, and that it's an actual practice and muscle that needs to be toned and taken care of and loved on, just like any other muscle, just like your brain, just like your heart and your lungs, that learning to experience joy within your body is a learned thing and a practice that the more you do it, flexing your joy muscle becomes easier. But it's something that we all search for and research and hopefully eventually find. So good luck on your journey of like learning how to flex and nurture and nourish your joy muscle of living in your own body and hopefully finding joy in your vessel. For me, dance transitioned from being this horrible space of punishment to this genuine space of joy. And I learned how to really enjoy being in my body again. And it's constant everyday struggle. But I just wanted to say good luck. And I love you both. and maybe this will help. Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Flex your joy muscle.
I mean, that's the title of this episode,
totally.
Right?
Totally.
Flex your joy muscle.
Lane, please make a note.
Lane, please put it in the official document. Flex your joy muscle it is.
Flex your joy muscle.
You know, thinking about, it's so interesting incorporating the word joy into things lately because it's not a thing we often think about.
Well, and it's also not happiness.
No, it's different.
It's different.
Yes, Dory. It's totally a different experience than happiness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I think about what we are trying to like teach our kids, am I trying to teach joy with that? Like, is that a thing that we incorporate socially for our children? I don't like joy of learning, joy of play.
Yeah.
The joy, not just being good and succeeding, mm-hmm. but just, and not being happy or sad, but just finding joy in this
yeah.
in life is... I don't know if we think about it enough.
I think that's why Marie Kondo's whole philosophy has resonated with people so much, because she's giving people permission to look for joy.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that was, and I haven't gotten to this point in the intuitive eating book, but I believe they talk about movement and exercise and finding the joy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing it for joy in your body, not for, you know, a set of goals,
yeah.
physical goals. And I'm really living for this concept of joy in the thing, the choices I make. As opposed to this like weird results driven, you mm-hmm. know, and the results being like, you know, really
and it feeling not, like punishment.
Oh God, that, yeah. I would love to learn more about this dancer's life.
Yeah, thank you, dancer.
I love a call from the streets of New York.
I do too.
Our hometown, kind of. Not really.
Not really.
Second hometown. Okay.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more.
One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose. And then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Dory, I did want to mention something.
Yes.
Because we talked so much about food and I've been like rattling on about Italian food a lot. Many a people wrote in and called in to recommend Marcella Hazan, who is like a guru of Italian cooking, wrote for the New York Times for many years, is no longer alive, has a really famous tomato sauce that I actually have made. It's like three or four ingredients and one of them is butter, my favorite food. So I then went online and bought a bunch of her used cookbooks, which should be arriving in the next couple of weeks. And I look forward to becoming soulmates with her.
I'm excited for you.
I'm ready for it. All right. We've got another question to tackle.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. Prepare yourselves.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Christina. First of all, I love your pod. You guys bring joy to me on a daily basis.
Oh, joy.
Love listening to your episodes. I am calling because I have a dilemma. I am currently in a relationship that's fairly new. My boyfriend is turning 33 this year, and he still dresses like he's in college, wears lots of graphic tees with puns and dingy jeans and whatnot. And the problem is, I think he just doesn't have the knowledge of how to dress and also just doesn't really want to spend the money on it. Me, on the other hand, I love fashion. I love products. I love makeup. And I really put an effort into looking my best on a daily basis. It's something that I enjoy to do. And I just really kind of wish that he would have or want to put that effort in that for himself as well. And I just don't really know how to tell him without hurting his feelings. So I was just wondering if you have any advice on how to suggest to your boyfriend or significant other how to kind of step it up and put a little bit more effort into how you present yourself. And I just think he has so much potential to really look his best, and I would love for him to kind of put in that effort. So hope to hear from you guys soon. Love to hear your feedback. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Oh boy.
My sweet angel. I feel like our feedback might not be what you want to hear. So,
but please, it might be what you need to hear.
Please know I'm saying this with true love for you because I get it. But I have to ask, why do you care what he is dressing like? He doesn't, clothes are not important to him. And in a perfect world, it should not matter how our partner is dressed or how they are presenting. We should love them unconditionally for the wonderful qualities that are the reasons you are with them. I say, this is my philosophy. Oh man, Dory is just sitting
so
here. Dory is so ready to talk.
I have so many
thoughts. I'm gonna hint. I think you gotta let this one go. I don't think it's your, it's not your place to tell this another person, anybody else, how to represent themselves with clothing. Dory.
I agree.
But you have more to say.
I have more to say. One, my first thing to say is you started, this guy did not misrepresent himself. You did not start dating him and he was wearing like designer jeans.
Like
and
a Gucci suit.
Yeah. Like you've known what he dresses like from day one.
And you fell in
and
love with him.
And you fell in love with him. And maybe in the back of your mind this whole time you were thinking, well, he's almost perfect. If I just change this one thing about him, let me tell you something. That is a recipe for disaster and heartache. Do not go into a relationship thinking, I will be happy if this person just changes this one thing about them. No one likes to be told they need to change something about themselves, especially when they've been bumbling along blissfully unaware that their girlfriend has these very strong opinions about the way that they present themselves to the world. I would be insulted. If months into a relationship, someone was like, honey, I have to tell you, I really feel like you could be, you could be living up to your potential. I think this is so condescending. So I don't think you can say anything. I also think this might not be the guy for you. Like, this is obviously something that is really important to you. Like,
and we should,
and that's fine.
Yes, I was gonna say, that's okay.
That is totally. Fine. But this is the way that you present yourself to the outside world, as you say, is something that you care a lot about.
Yes, and that's important to you.
And you are not with someone who cares a lot about this. And I don't think he's going to care a lot about this. My father could care less about what he wears. And the only time my mother says anything is if they have to like go to a wedding or something. She's like, you have to wear a suit and like socks that are not offensive. You know what I mean? But other than that, she just keeps her mouth shut. It's not the hill she's going to die on. You know, they've been married for 45 years. Aww. So, you know, do I love everything my husband wears? No. Have I ever suggested that he needed to like change his style? No, because that's who he is. That's who I fell in love with. You're treading in very choppy waters here. So I would be careful and I would think about what you really want out of this relationship.
I would also say, why is it important to you? Is it important because you're embarrassed about how he dresses and you want like to be with someone who presents more put together?
Again, perhaps you are not with the right person.
Yeah. Or is it something that like you can be like, oh, you know what? In the grand scheme of things, this person is a great partner to me, treats me with respect, kindness.
That's, I think, where she has to get to, right? If she's going to be with this person.
Because you know what? There's always going to be something.
There's always going to be something.
And you could be with the best dressed person in the world and they could be a total a-hole.
Yeah. So I wish you luck.
I know. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for asking.
And thank you for hearing us. We see you.
We're going to take a short break.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping. And they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So, this next email is a journey.
Why don't you take us on it?
All right. Hi, Kay and Dory. I'm looking for some advice, words of wisdom, or encouragement, really anything at this point. It's probably easiest to start at the beginning. For the past 4 years, a guy I met 16 years ago and had lost touch with has been persistently asking me out. 3 years ago, we went on an incredible date, but the timing wasn't right on my end, so it never really materialized, but still, he persisted. Finally, we started dating, and it was amazing. He told me he loved me after 2 weeks. We started talking about moving in together. He was talking marriage and babies. We planned our whole futures together. A few months into it, I found he had a common-law wife who he hadn't truly ended things with. They still owned a place together and both still lived there, and yes, I had been to his house. He apologized profusely, told me again how much he loved me and wanted to be with me, would do anything to make it up to me, etc. So we went on about our giddy, perfect existence. Months passed and nothing happened. Shockingly, all the promises never amounted to anything. 2 weeks ago, I lost my mind a little bit, and in a fit of PMSC craziness, I called him out on it all, admittedly not in the most rational way. Made a huge fight, but he again said that he loved me and didn't want to lose me. Tonight, I found out that he's been lying about being in the military, has never truly ended things with his ex, despite living with me 95% of the time, and that he's not willing to take the financial hit of actually leaving her, nor does he think his, quote, family will approve of me. To be clear, I am an educated woman who owns her own home and polite, respectful, and literally save lives and help people all day in my line of work. I'm wondering how to mourn the loss of a man who's obviously lying to me about every part of himself for years. The man I knew and loved isn't the man he actually is, and I just don't know how to come to terms with that in my mind and heart. Any advice? My go-to of ice cream and wine isn't going to cut it with this one.
Boy. Do you have a therapist?
That is a good question for this.
I would get into
letter writer.
Major therapy.
Yeah. Immediately.
ASAP.
Yeah.
I also would look into group therapy because I think it could be really helpful to be around other people who have been through either a similar experience, or I don't know if there's like codependency.
I was just going to say I would look into a group for codependency.
Again, we're not experts or doctors. So you got to talk this through with somebody who's a profesh.
Yeah.
But I think
that's the vibe I'm getting.
That
here.
Could be a good thing to just Google.
Yeah.
Or ask a medical or a mental health professional.
People
about.
Have also recommended the book Codependent No More several times.
Yeah.
So that might be a book to look into. Other than that, though.
How to mourn this loss story.
First of all, you block him on everything.
Okay.
Like this guy. He is out of your life.
He gets zero access to you.
He gets zero access to you. He is going to come crawling back. Like that is going to happen. He's going to try to get back into
because
your life.
This person manipulates.
Yes. This person is not a good person.
No.
And so I think it's going to be really hard, but I think you know kind of the way you need to reframe the narrative. Like you've already sort of said it. Like you know that. The man I knew and loved isn't the man he actually is. And that is going to be the hardest part, but that is what you have to come to terms with.
There's also, I feel like, always the temptation to believe that, like, maybe they are the good person that they...
Of course.
Like, you just want to believe that so badly.
You want to see the best in people.
Yeah.
And especially when, you know, he's going to come back to you and say that he's changed or, you know, feed you whatever line of bullshit he's going to feed you. But... this guy is not going to change. He's been living this way for too long.
And lying to you for the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah. Big lies. Big, big, big lies.
So I would block him on everything. Block his calls. Block his emails. Block him on social media. And I would lean on your friends at this time.
Or if you're close to family. Whoever your support network
is. You need a support network. And you, as painful as it is, you need them to know the whole story. Because this is going to be tough. But the more that you can kind of talk about it and talk it through, I think the better off you'll be.
Yeah. And I also think let yourself grieve.
Totally.
And I don't know, but I do feel like sometimes in these situations, feelings of like shame or humiliation come up. And so just be extra loving to yourself. Like, those are obviously, it's normal to feel that way, but you have nothing to be ashamed of or human.
That's why I think talking about it with as many people as possible is good. But good luck. What a shitty situation.
Yeah. And the grief is real. It's real. Anytime a relationship ends, and I can't,
because you're mourning the end of the relationship and the fact that this guy turned out to be a total sham.
I also just want to say, one thing I have to work really hard on is like my own negative self-talk and how I talk about myself. And I did notice you said that you lost your mind in a bit of PMS craziness. Mm-hmm. That to me even reads like you're talking down about yourself a little bit. And it might not have, quote unquote, been the most rational way. What rational way is there to address a person who's been lying to you for 4 years?
No.
You didn't do anything. I would try to speak without judgment of yourself.
Yeah.
In this situation. I agree. Anyway, good luck. We are rooting for you.
We are.
We've got one more email.
Okay.
I love the podcast and never miss an episode. I'm writing because a friend just told me a mutual friend of ours has Hodgkin's lymphoma. She was just diagnosed this week and will be starting chemo and radiation soon. I can't believe it. We are only in our 30s. When I got this news, I immediately wanted to write in. I'm heartbroken for my friend. My question is this: how do I show support to someone who isn't my best friend, but I still care for? We aren't the closest friends, but I always enjoy seeing her. And when I hear about a friend or family member having a terminal or devastating illness, I just want to help any way I can. I don't want to seem like I'm all of a sudden trying to be her best friend, but I want to be supportive more than just telling her how sorry I am. What's appropriate in this situation? Food train, messages of love, a soft blanket, help.
I'm sorry about your mutual friend.
Yeah, I am too. So I think the first thing to think about is this concept of ring theory, which I believe it has originated in an LA Times piece by Susan Silk and Barry Goldman. That's what I'm looking at right now. And
that's what I always see people linking to.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's the original source. I'll do better digging. But the idea is comfort in, dump out. So the person with the illness, this friend is in the center of this ring, and then there are rings around them from their like closest support network people, family, friends, whoever, or the inner ring, and then it goes out and out and out. And it sounds like you're not on one of the innermost rings, so you can provide comfort in, and then any like dumping or fears or worrying that you want to do, go outward. And I think one thing you can think about is not just providing support for the person in the center, but also their innermost center ring. Do they have family and really close friends that you can offer support and love to as well as this person?
It sounds like the friend who originally told her is maybe one of those people.
Yeah. And I would say like you can support someone who's not your best friend, and all those suggested ideas are wonderful. And I think we've said this before, but going into all these things with zero expectations of getting a response, getting reciprocation, appreciation, whatever. You do it for the good of doing it because people need support in crises and hard times. And if there's a food train, you know, also think about what are your skills? Like, are you a good cook? Are you a good organizer? Organize the food train.
As Nora McInerney said, what can you do?
Yes. Ah, Nora, always a freaking genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What can you do? Can you afford to buy a cashmere blanket? Can you help get together 10 people who can help buy a cashmere blanket? I'm just saying cashmere because that sounds really soft, but fleece, any soft thing.
A slanket.
I mean, there's, you know, what can you do? Can you help fundraise? You know, there's so much. So many skills that we all have that we can offer. So I think you already have great ideas. All those things are nice. Messages of love and support, I think, are always appreciated. And I think you've got this.
I have nothing to add. For once.
I'll tell you what, Doris, you're in your element today, Doris.
It's this dress.
It's this all black dress.
I'm wearing an all black dress.
Anyway, will be thinking of you and your friend and her community. That's really, really hard.
Yeah.
And it is really scary when a peer is diagnosed with an illness. It's really hard. Well, Dory, this is the end of the road for us on this mini episode.
Sure is.
Thank you all so much. We really appreciate you, and you know where to find us.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.